Welcome to part 5 of my Real Audio Reality Creating series. The physical side of reality creating is what I am covering today. Believe it or not, reality creating is the reason why you are on this planet in the physical plane. You are here to learn how to manifest what you want, when you want it, in physical time and space, and do that in accordance with universal laws. If you were to shed your physical body right now, you would find yourself back in the non-physical plane of existence. Once there, after a bit of orientation, you would find that you have little problem manifesting what you want when you want it. Why, you may ask? Well, because you are already a master at reality creating non-physically. You've been doing it for far longer than you know or remember. The trick is to take these same manifesting skills and learn how to apply them on the physical plane. Why do you think a child gets so frustrated when he can't make something happen that he wants? You may think it is because he does not have the physical skills to do so. Well, that is partially the case. The rest of the case is the fact that children still remember how to manifest what they want when they want it non-physically. Children think that they can do just the same thing as they did non-physically before birth, but here in the physical plane. Then, when the rules don't work, the child gets frustrated and confused and has to rethink how he manifests his world. Eventually, and sadly, children are forced to toss away their non-physical training to adopt the practical laws of which society has deemed correct. This may, in one aspect, allow the child to exist in the physical plane, but doing so in a very limited fashion. Reality creating in the physical plane is not meant to be that way. You can have your cake and eat it too. You just have to learn how to reapply those non-physical rules into the strict framework of the physical plane. The physical plane is a small part of a greater non-physical universe, so it stands to reason that the same non-physical rules must apply here as well. Physical reality is much more dense and time-dependent than a non-physical reality. It is a reality creation of the fittest mentality that lies here. Only those visions or desires that are strong, persistent, and worthy of manifesting will be materialized. Let's examine these qualities. Strength. A desire or vision must be strong. You have to really want it. You can't just say, "Well, if I get it, I get it." With that kind of attitude, you throw your reality creating into the unknown pile, and chances are it will never manifest. Now, strengthening a vision is usually not something that many of us have trouble with when we want something really badly. But there are all those little things that you want to do that never seem to manifest. Well, they never manifest because your strength to manifest them is too weak. Turn up the desire on some of these and sit back and see what happens. Persistence. Once you got your desire or vision up to strength, you have to keep it long enough so that the vision will impress itself on the etheric template for manifestation. It's like this. You have a camera and you set the shutter opening to very fast, the outdoor setting. And you go inside to take an indoor picture. What happens when you get the picture back? You can't see it. The picture is dark, or it does not come out at all. So what you have to do is change the setting so that the shutter is open a bit longer, so that the limited light can impress itself on the film. Well, if you follow my logic here, the non-physical plane is the outdoor setting, and the physical plane is the indoor setting. Because energy is more dense on the physical plane, your desires and visions have to persist, otherwise they will not be recorded on physical reality's film, which is the etheric template. Worthy. Here is a tricky one none of us consider in our reality creating. Because energy is so limited here on the physical plane, things cannot manifest unless they are worthy of manifestation. What do I mean? Well, there must be a need for what you want. Otherwise, the image you've impressed on the etheric template will just fade away, and the physical force will never be applied to manifest it. There is a saying, necessity is the mother of all inventions. If there is no need for something, it will not be invented, or manifested in the case of your desires and visions. Creating a need for a particular desire or vision is the key here. You do need this need creating mentally, visually, in your mind, and in your heart. How will you use this once you get it? How will it benefit you in the long run? What can I do with this desire? How will I feel once I get this desire? If you can fill in these questions with some real answers, you have satisfied the third criteria for manifesting something, and your manifestation will not be far away from materializing. Of course, in materializing, I do not mean out of thin air. What I do mean is the mysterious coming together of physical circumstances to manifest your vision or desire. A chance meeting, perhaps, with that friend. Unexpected money or income from some not thought of source. A gift. There are thousands of ways a thing can materialize in your life without having one stitch of magic or mystery attached to it. However, you and I will know the real truth about the magic or the mystery of it all because we know how the process works and how to hit the target every time. I've selected some material for you to read to help hone what I talked about today. Please read this material, if nothing else, just to open yourself to ideas presented here and perhaps to unlock the power of your consciousness. The Solar Creative Forces, Universal Law, Group Reality Creating, What is Really Going On, Chat Log, Desire, Need, and Manifestation, and the Chat Log, The Effects of Others on Your Reality Creating. Our next installment will cover the non-physical and how you can use some nifty non-physical tools to help manifest some desires and visions physically. Yes, one hand does wash the other, and the non-physical reality can help you to manifest things here physically. Till next time.